Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floink here. Thousands have gathered for a vigil to remember the victims of the Bondi Junction tragedy. The police officer who took down the killer, the Premier, opposition leader and Prime Minister, among those to attend. Six lost their lives, while a nine-month-old baby whose mother died in the attack's been released from hospital. Police have charged 145 people during a statewide crackdown on knife crime. More than 800 officers were involved in the operation, which saw 51 knives or other weapons seized. 51 people were also arrested on outstanding warrants. It's all systems go for the Waratah Super Battery at the southern end of Lake Macquarie. Thousands of battery units will be installed at the former Munmorah Power Station site, with things to be switched on next year. Andrew Kingsmill from Energy Co says this week marks an important milestone.
The first of the battery storage units for the Waratah Super Battery have arrived on Australian soil. They've come into the port of Newcastle and they will be shipped to the Waratah Super Battery site later this week.
And videos emerged of the Spice Girls getting back together to bust out a tune at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday bash. The Knights are searching for answers and injury cover for Kalyn Ponga following the club's 36-12 loss to the Dogs in Sydney. Newcastle's skipper left the field in the second half with a suspected foot injury. We're expected to learn this week how serious it is. Coach Adam O'Brien says he's got a couple of replacement options should KP be out of action for this Sunday's clash against the Dolphins.
Dave Armstrong, but we'll get Dane back next week whether Gags goes back there. I don't know. I'll have to have a look at it.
The Sharks beat the Cowboys in the later match, while football fans turned out in droves at Maitland Sports Ground to watch the Jets women's side face Melbourne City in the first leg of its semi-finals. Close to 7,000 watching Newcastle go down 3-0. They head to Amy Park for the second leg. Meantime, the Oliroos' dream of playing at the Paris Games is over after crashing out of the under-23 Asian Cup in Qatar.